The film version of the graphic novel My Friend Dahmer opens tonight at New York's Tribeca Film Festival. Author John Backdurf grew up with Jeffrey Dahmer, and his book is a recollection of their teen years before Dahmer became a serial killer. He paints a nuanced portrait of Dahmer's slow slide into depravity in 1970s Ohio. Backdurf recalls visiting the film shoot last fall at Dahmer's boyhood home in Bath.
I really liked seeing the sets because, you know, that was like a real life representation of what I drew. You know, it was, you know, pulled off the page and there it was. But mostly watching a film being made is pretty boring, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of standing around, a lot of sitting around, and then 10 seconds of action and then more standing around. I mean, I don't have a lot of patience for that.
You seem to be impressed, though, with the young actors who are portraying you.
Yeah, the performances, are very strong.
I can't imagine that role for a young person, though, playing Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer's a great role. I mean, it's a fabulous role. And Ross Lynch, the guy who does it, who's a Disney star, was looking to move into adult roles. I mean, this is a big chance for him. I'm very happy for him.
So how did he do?
Great, yeah. Yeah, he did a really good job.
In your blog, you were talking about, like, at one point you just had to tell him, take off those glasses, you're freaking me out.
He looks a lot like him. He's not as big as Jeff was, but he carries himself, you know, when he snaps into character, it's like, wow. And all of my friends felt that way, too. It's like, holy crap, he's just like Jeff. It's a complicated role because, you know, you have to show that progression, you know, that steady spiral down as he gets darker and darker and darker, and somehow show that in the performance. That's, you know, not necessarily an easy thing to do. And you want to show his humanity at some point and that it starts to fall away, but you don't want to make him sympathetic, you know, because he's not. And Dahmer had this, it wasn't just a straight line down, you know, he was able to rally at points and act normal or pretend he was acting normal. I mean, it's a very kind of complicated role, and he pulls it off pretty well.
Does this film add any understanding to you of that trajectory for Jeffrey Dahmer?
No, not really. I mean, you know, the story, I'm pretty much done with the story. My motivation for allowing it to be made into a film was that it brings the story to people who wouldn't otherwise crack open a comic book. I mean, and there's still lots of people like that out there. So this spreads the story further. And it's an important story because it raises some very, I think, valuable issues.
What issues are you talking about?
I mean, it's a story about failure, you know, across-the-board failure, particularly the adult world. It's his parents, his teachers, the administrators, the cops, pretty much any adult who encountered him just kind of dropped the ball. And I see this stuff happen frequently. Every 3 or 4 years, one of these guys pops up who snaps and kills a bunch of people. And it always has kind of the same traits. You know, there was either some problems young in life that were ignored or misdiagnosed or the treatment was half-assed or whatever it is. And just this combination of indifference and incompetence results in a pile of bodies. And so there's lessons there. I don't know that we as a society are really willing to learn them, obviously not. But it's worth talking about. And that's the main, you know, the main theme of My Friend Dahmer, this failure and how we treat dysfunctional kids, how we treat the mentally ill or don't treat the mentally ill and the consequences of that.
You're saying that it didn't necessarily have to happen this way.
Well, no, I don't think it did. You know, if somebody had just stepped up, certainly, hopefully one of the adults, I think that he could have been stopped before he killed, certainly before he killed so many people. I don't think he would have ever been normal. I don't think he ever would have been, you know, anything other than institutionalized. But that's something I think Jeff himself would have preferred over the living hell that he, you know, where he wound up.
John Backdurf, thanks so much for speaking with me.
My pleasure.
John Backdurf is author of the graphic novel My Friend Dahmer. A film version of the book premieres tonight at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York.